Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, June 24th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Etika. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into Wikipedia's vast ocean of articles to bring you fascinating stories, riveting facts, and thought-provoking discussions. Today, we'll be exploring the life and legacy of the late Desmond Daniel Amofa, more widely known as Etika. Etika was an American YouTuber, online streamer, and former model, renowned for his energetic persona and his enthusiasm for all things related to gaming culture. However, his story is also an evocative example of the interplay between mental health and the pressures of online fame. Etika began his YouTube journey in 2012, producing content that primarily revolved around Nintendo games, unboxing videos, and reaction videos. His eccentric and often exuberant on-screen persona quickly garnered a dedicated following. Think back for a moment. Was there ever an online personality whose energy was so infectious that you found yourself eagerly awaiting their next video or live stream? That's the kind of impact Etika had on his fans. Now, while Etika's rise to fame is remarkable, it's also important to discuss the flip side of such online celebrity. As he gained more fame, the pressures associated with maintaining his public persona began to take a toll on his mental health. He exhibited increasingly erratic behavior, worrying many of his fans, friends, and family. Have you ever wondered about the challenges influencers face behind the scenes, beyond the polished facades we see in their content? In April 2019, Etika posted a series of disturbing tweets and content that strongly indicated he was in a severe mental health crisis. These posts, alongside more alarming behavior during his live streams, led to several interventions from the police. Unfortunately, this pattern of behavior persisted, highlighting a critical need for mental health awareness, especially in the high-stakes, high-visibility world of social media influencers. Let's delve deeper into the themes surrounding mental health and the internet. Do you think the digital age has intensified mental health issues, or has it simply made them more visible? There are countless examples of influential personalities dealing with similar issues, which brings up another point. How can we, as a society and as individuals, better support those who entertain and inform us daily? On June 20th, 2019, Etika posted a haunting video titled "I'm Sorry," which many interpreted as a suicide note. Sadly, just days later, he was found dead in New York's East River, with the cause of death ruled as drowning by suicide. This tragic end sparked an outpouring of grief from his fan base and rekindled important conversations around mental health and the responsibility of social media platforms. One might wonder, are social media companies doing enough to safeguard the mental well-being of their users? What protocols should be in place to detect and address such crises effectively? Through Etika's story, we are reminded of the importance of empathy and vigilance in our digital interactions. His legacy includes not just his vibrant and entertaining videos, but also a stark awareness of the often unseen battles people fight every day. It's worth mentioning that Etika's impact didn't end with his death. His fans, inspired by his story, have embarked on various mental health advocacy initiatives. Furthermore, the tragedy has led many influencers and platforms to seriously reconsider how mental health is addressed in the online community. Let's pause and think for a moment. How do you support your own mental health? If you're someone who spends a lot of time online, have you considered the impact it might have on your mindset? The lessons from Etika's life highlight how vital it is to check in with ourselves and each other, and to recognize when professional help might be needed. So, what can we take away from all of this? Etika's life and struggles shed light on the importance of mental health, empathy, and the impact of societal pressures. His story beckons us to change the way we view mental health issues, urging us to foster environments of support and understanding, both online and offline. Before we wrap up, I encourage you to engage with Etika's story more deeply. Visit his Wikipedia page to delve into the details we couldn't cover here, and explore the resources available on mental health. And ask yourself, how can you contribute to a more supportive and understanding online community? Share your thoughts with friends, discuss the impacts of social media on mental well-being, and most importantly, be kind to yourself and to others. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. Remember, knowledge is just the first step towards understanding and change. Stay curious, stay compassionate, and until next time, keep exploring the wonders of Wikipedia. That's all for today. Take care, and remember to prioritize mental wellness in your digital adventures.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Etika. Thanks for listening. See you next time.